AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. Hillary Clinton is in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination.
It's spring, so we're starting to get the gardens ready.
She's made the announcement in this video posted to her campaign website. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander has more.
First word that Hillary Rodham Clinton is making another run for the White House came from a top advisor. John Podesta emailed people who worked on Clinton's first campaign and told them she's again running for president. Moments later, Clinton said in a video that she's running because everyday Americans need a champion. Quote, I want to be that champion. Clinton's expected to hit the road in the coming week, visiting early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. Polls show her far ahead of anyone else who's expressed an interest in the Democratic nomination. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Islamic State group continues to destroy Iraq's ancient ruins and has moved on to the city of Nimrud. Newly released video shows alleged Islamic State militants taking sledge and jackhammers to the ancient city before finally leveling it with bombs. Mideast analyst Fawaz Jurjaz says they're trying to wipe out the heritage of the people in the regions they control.
They have been systematically destroying culture, destroying the future. It's the imagination, it's the memory of the people. It's not just about the past. It's a totalitarian vision.
Jurja speaking there to Sky News. Armenians are championing Pope Francis for calling the killing of 1.5 million of their people at the hands of the Ottoman Turks a genocide.
It is a fact, and the Pope is not afraid to show the fact as it is.
That's Armenian Lucy Dukmajian speaking in Lebanon. The comment isn't being received well by Turkey. It's prompted the country to pull its ambassador from the Vatican. This is AP Radio News. The average price of a gallon of gas continues to drop.
In these 3 weeks, the price is down a nickel to $2.45 per gallon on regular. This makes a total of 9 cents drop over 5 weeks.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the drop came despite a rise in crude oil prices. She says retailers and refiners drop prices to chase demand from U.S. drivers. Millions of people are looking at double-digit increases in their flood insurance premiums, including many whose homes were damaged by Superstorm Sandy. People with mortgages in high-risk flood zones are paying 18% increases under a new law that went into effect this month. A FEMA spokeswoman says the increases are necessary because the program is $24 billion in debt. For the 12th time in 20 years, UConn basketball players are parading around the Connecticut Capitol with an NCAA trophy. Today's rally honors the women's team, which is celebrating its 10th title. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.